there are small fortunes been paid.
Oh yeah,
to dresses and tuxes and boutonnieres and flowers and limos. I mean, the ridiculous. I mean, that's, you know, Pat and I prom. I don't think we never got a limo.
No, we didn't either.
I don't think
we just went.
I don't think there was a limo in Del City. There might have been one. I think Bruce Pollin might have had one, but
could improvise and use a hearse.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, in some ways. But, you know, really, the prom itself really hasn't changed much over the years. It's always been a dress too fancy, tux that you didn't need to wear.
Right.
Could have wore blue jeans, been fine. Yeah. Of course, I know, you know, Patty gets after me about not dressing up enough. You go downtown like that, she says. So I was walking out the door, I was going somewhere, but and the flowers have gotten
gotten more expensive.
Nothing's gotten any cheaper.
No.
I think it's at Ashford Acres.
Is it?
That's correct. I think Trent's nodding his head. Trent's probably going. He's young, you know. He
get past for 18.
Oh yeah, he can go. He can go.
Still got a couple of years.
The trick would for him would be to find somebody to go with him.
True.
You can go by yourself, I guess.
Oh yeah.
One of my saddest stories in high school was I went to my senior prom by myself.
Really?
Yep.
Do you didn't have a girlfriend, or just she didn't want to go?
I had a girlfriend up until about 2 months before, and then we broke up, and then I couldn't find a date.
Oh.
That's.
Did you sit in the corner?
No, I didn't do a whole lot.
Did you dance with other people?
Yeah.
Other girls?
Yeah.
It's a guy. I'd get you a little bit. You bought a flower and everything for a girl and stuff and took her to prom, and she danced with somebody else.
Yeah, that would be hard.
That
might have been mad at me. But yeah. I did dance a little bit. But no, I was. That was a pretty depressing night.
I bet it was. of course, my greatest prom experience was the time with the year that UK and Texas Western played in the finals of the championship was our prom night.
Is that right?
And we went just to go to the prom to say we were there, and then we went to somebody's house and watched the ball game. Yeah. Girls were upstairs, we were downstairs. It was
everybody was happy.
It was a romantic night. Well, you know, actually, after Kentucky lost, because Tommy Crom was from Tell City,
right.
So you know, there was some consoling that had to be done.
Probably so, I'm sure.
Because that's
there's some black consoling in Lexington too.
And in in my car, it was sad. There, I had to console my date. Well, she was tired.
So it was kind of almost a lose win.
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah, but Patty's two proms were interesting. The first time, if I think the first year, we were on a boat on the river.
Really?
Yes. And it floated or went down the river to the Rockport or Grandview. It's about 15 miles driving and probably about 10 on the river.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a pretty expensive thing.
It was, you know, it floated right by our house.
Really?
You could see our house up on the cliff overlooking the river. And we were going down. And by the time we got to our house, it wasn't very far, but by the time we got to our house, I was ready to be off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know if Patty really believed I dived off the boat, swam home. But there was some talk about it. Because they had a guy that, I can't remember exactly if there was a band or a couple guys or a trio or something, but they played I Left My Heart in San Francisco multiple times.
Of course, that's signature song.
That's a good a saxophone song.
Absolutely.
So I remember that. I don't remember what if we had food. The food must have.
Sure,
I don't.
We had food on
must
the
have. Must have had. Yeah. It, but it must not wasn't good enough to keep me not wanting.
Well,
to leave.
No, I'm thinking more hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah,
than anything
yeah.
else.
Yeah, because we got back from the boat. I think we drove to Owensboro, and Gabe's over in Owensboro. It was a good place to eat in those days. I don't know. I don't think it's still there. Of course, it's been.
It's been a couple of years.
Yeah, multiple years ago. The second year, I can't remember. I remember the only thing I know about the both years was that I had a matching tuxedo jacket to Patty's dress. So one year it was light green and one year it was light blue.
Oh, so you matched both years.
Yes. Well, yeah, you know, trying to hang on, you know, I was yeah. doing everything wrong in between those times, you know, so I, you know, that was a small price to pay, but anyway, that was,
and she married you anyway.
Yeah, she did, and someday she's glad. So NASCAR wise, before we do that, though, I want to, spring cleanup days are Wednesday, April 17th through Sunday, April 21st, from 7:30 to 3 at the County Road Barn. And this is for residents, no contractors. Don't want any tires or household trash. It's not for household trash. It's for stuff you can't throw away anytime. Right. And no shingles. It doesn't say that on here, but I'll tell you, no shingles. And then if you have a white good, if you have one or two white goods, you can bring them out, and the Harrison County Conservation District is paying $10 per white good to a customer, and that'll help you get rid of those. There's anyway, it's better than throwing them on the side of the road, which are a couple of people that we know threw some on one side of the road, and we know who they are. We'll find out on Monday that it's much better to throw them, take them here than it's going to be there. Since we know who it was.
Uh-huh. Was it somebody stupid that just did it in front of somebody else?
Yeah, somebody saw them and was willing to say who it was. So Monday I've got to, which don't bother me a bit. I'm going to go watch her and do that. So anyway. That's Wednesday through Sunday, despite what the paper said.
Right, on the front page.
Yeah. Well, I only missed by 2 days, you know, in both directions. But anyway, so in the NASCAR race last week at Martinsburg, the winner was William Byron, who I have to say that the situation was difficult for William because they had a wreck about two laps before it was over, so it had to have a shootout kind of thing. But he was able to hang on over Kyle Larson. And who was it? I think my driver was third, maybe. No, mine was eighth. Oh, Chase Elliott, Trent's driver, was third. And moved Trent right up from 10th to 6th.
Sure. Oh, four spots.
Yes. Your driver, the Tyler Reddick, finished 7th, which was
good for me.
Ahead of my guy. Yeah. So you moved up from 28th to 23rd. You moved up 5 spots.
Maybe.
I am in 2nd now. In 1st place is Stephanie Burden. She had the winner, Byron. Josh, who was in 1st, had Ricky Stenhouse Jr., which is always a curse. You know. He finished 29th. So that dropped Josh all the way down to 4th. Hayden's 3rd. And Jimmy Carr's 5th. And Trent is 6th. Jeff DeLong, William Horn, Rob Wu, and Sandy Van Hook and my brother John are tied for 10th and 11th. So Daryl moved down too considerably. Well, no, not too much. 7th to 14th, yeah, that's 7 points, 7 places. So anyway, the race this week's in Texas. Trent's already made the draw.
Yep, I got Truex.
You have Martin Truex. That's a good. It's a good Texas name. I have Bubba Wallace, who will cry crocodile tears when he doesn't really do anything. I see. Although last week I think Bubba did. See who had him, or maybe nobody had him. Yeah, no, Jimmy Carr had him. He finished fourth last week, so. He's had a good car. He drives a Toyota, and the Toyotas have been good. Hayden has Ryan Blaney, who's right. Blaney's been in every race this year. Ian Ty Gibbs, Riley, who dropped the last, has William Byron. Maybe he'll pick up some. Jim has Martin Truex. Trent has Michael McDowell. Edward, who moved from. 8th to 13th last week has Kyle Busch, who Kyle Busch not been having a good year. So anyway, that's in Texas on Sunday, and they won't be going the prompts. They'll be fresh. And exciting time. Prom day is always, prom night's always a big night. Hope everybody's careful.
Yeah. Definitely.
We don't have any bad things happen.
Yeah. We've been in our community. We've been pretty lucky as far as that's concerned.
We have, and that's very important because prom, while it's important, isn't that important,
right?
So,
Mike and Jim,
yes.
I had a text here that said. You were talking about Owensboro. Don't forget the ladies. Head down to Owensboro.
Yeah, and we're going to do those games.
I can't say yes or no.
Okay, it's just I've had a couple of people ask.
Sure.
Me
no, I understand. I just kind of. I'm not apropos to that information anymore.
Gotcha.
Trent is now. Trent can tell you that the rec department is not going to cover it.
Right.
We will not.
Yeah, not that they don't want to.
Yeah.
No.
But they don't have the equipment.
We don't.
Gotcha. So, understand.
And that's Trent's gig now, you know, is rec department and Lions Club president.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about you doing double duty.
That's true.
So he has to, you know. And that is a big deal. Owensboro, the Jack Fisher Field. The girls have won a couple of big games to get there, and their chances are.
Yeah, last I forget which section they're supposed to play against, but they haven't gotten done yet, so we don't know who the Phillies will play yet.
Well, no, why? It's not rained every day.
Yeah, really.
our bats have rust on them.
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, they had three games postponed this week.
Yeah.
Now we're going to make up for it next week by playing all but one day.
Yeah. It's a bad thing about using metal bats. They can rust.
Yes, they can.
You know, wooden bats might get waterlogged.
Yeah.
They'd be hard to swing if they got too
heavy. Yeah, they would be.
Heavy.
It would turn a 32 to a 36 probably.
That and if the ball was wet, that would be a great combination.
Oh, it'd be like playing that rec ball where you had that huge oversized ball.
Yeah. All of them seemed like that to me, but it is a big deal. We won, who we beat last, Bourbon?
I think so.
To go to that, so always a good time.
It's Bourbon. Always great when you beat Bourbon.
So I mean, I'll make it if it's for last or first.
That's right.
So the girls are having, really, they're 14-4.
Yeah.
Right. Good season.
Eighth or something like that.
Yep, and we've played some good teams and still are there, and we haven't gotten beaten badly by anybody in our four losses.
The loss to Fort Walton Beach wasn't.
Yeah, but they.
But that's Fort Walton Beach. They were hosting the tournament, so you figured they were going to be really good, and evidently they were.
Our girls probably had sunburn stuff,
that's
too.
That's probably what it
was. So,
we're too used to going down to Gatlinburg, where you really don't get much sun.
No. For that being a spring break, it's not. That's a stretch.
So I'm glad that Coach Persinger upped the ante a little bit and took them down to Florida.
Gatlinburg does have good places to eat.
Yes, it does. But I don't think high school kids are what they're looking for.
No, that's it's true. You know, the coaches probably got sunburned down in Florida, and they probably couldn't wave them around the bases.
True.
Was Rodney down there?
Yeah.
Well, see, Rodney could have gotten sunburned. He's done. He coached first.
coaches first.
Yeah, so, you know.
Chad coaches third.
Somebody might have stopped it first because Rodney couldn't wave, Rodney couldn't wave him on. His arm was too sore.
That's
so,
true.
Yeah. So,
but we did beat some good teams. Yes. I mean, Mercy, number one team in the 6th region, and Woodford, number one team in the 8th, and Johnson Central, for what it's worth, number one in the 15th region.
Well, Johnson Central's had really good teams. That, of course, that was the DeLong Bowl, you know, when we won. And I don't know that we've won that DeLong Bowl all that many times.
Yeah,
so
we probably haven't got a chance to play it very often.
I haven't seen any hot dog sauce.
Oh.
So I don't know.
Well, maybe they ate it all down there.
It could be. Or if we win, they don't get any.
Ooh, that could be too.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. I haven't really seen Beth was gone on Tuesday, so I didn't get to see her at Lions Club. So maybe, maybe I'm just assuming there's not any hot dog sauce.
Maybe they just haven't had a chance to get it to you yet.
I have some hot dogs at the house just in case.
They're just waiting.
Yeah, what I don't have is a stove or a microwave to heat it on, so we're redoing our kitchen.
Well, I knew you were getting
new ones.
And it's
all undone.
I thought that you would give back the new stuff or the old stuff when you got the new stuff.
Yeah, take the old stuff out of the way.
Oh.
So it's already gone. I've given it to my range microwave I gave to the county barn for the new state barn, old state barn, new county barn thing for the kitchen there. Hmm. And the cabinets I gave there, too. There,
okay.
So we don't have cabinets. We don't have...
So are you eating out every day?
Well, we eat out some, but we also have fabulous meals. Like, you know those little Lunchables?
Yeah.
Well, Patty don't like this. I know because I said something about it last night when we were eating out with John and Debbie. And she did not like this, but... You know, those little round
meat-like things.
I think it's smoked turkey, they say.
Oh, is that what it is?
The thin, you couldn't tell what it is.
Right.
You know, all you know is it's not metal. But anyway, we had one night, we had several of those.
Uh-huh.
A charcuterie board type supply of those with cheese and a package, those round packages of crackers, you know, and a sliced up apple.
Boy, that's a good feed right there.
I mean,
I bet you were full and couldn't eat no more.
I couldn't hardly make it to bed. And then my stomach growled all night long. I told her, I almost woke her up and said, listen to this, but I didn't.
That's a good idea.
But just saying I should have gone to just, I should have done, might as well have done it.
Man, don't tell me, is he peanut butter or something?
We do, but, you know, despite the fact I'm talking about it and making light, I didn't want to just get up and get something else. You know, well, that was a good warm-up, you know.
Yeah, appetizer.
Yeah, so anyway, and we've had some things. But, you know, if you look at stuff, even these prepackaged meal things like you get from Swan's and stuff, we got one of those, but it said microwave the rice.
Oh.
So
you don't have a microwave.
No, and I could have went across the street. Jimbo's, a microwave for rice.
Yell out the window.
Yeah. Come on here and microwave this. Or bring your microwave over. Anyway, but we only have a week to go.
Oh, well, it's still a week.
I know.
Basically hors d'oeuvres for your dinner.
Well, yeah, it's 20 after. So now that I'm probably, she wasn't up when I left. Mm-hmm. So we'll hope that's the case. We'll take our first break. We'll come back and talk about other sports like baseball.
Yeah.
And
you talk about esports.
Basketball. Yeah, the esport team is going on to big and better things. So we'll be back.
Make your own sunshine at breakfast time with Weber. Do yourself a favor, start your day with flavor that's better. Weber Farms on Pride we stand. The pure pork sausage in the frying pan. The best taste this side of the promised land. That's Weber.
There's nothing like the aroma of freshly made sausage cooking in the frying pan. And there's nothing like the taste of Weber's. Guaranteed great taste for over 70 years. Your family will love Weber Farms Original Mild, Bold and Hot, and Southern Saint Sausage. From the heart of Kentucky to your breakfast table. Look for it in your favorite meat department.
Best taste this side of the promised land, that's Weber.
Don't settle for anything less for your family than the guaranteed great taste of Weber's.
Man's best friend. We know that dogs are not only an important part of the farm, but also an important part of your family. At Hinton Mills, we only sell the products that we'd be proud to feed our own dogs. We believe every dog is worthy of the best nutrition. We also believe every dog owner deserves a great value. Hinton Mills has a wide selection of pet food at the lowest prices around, and we'll load it in your car for you. Come and see for yourself and ask us about the products we feed our own dogs. Hinton Mills, serving farmers and their dogs since 1918.
Can I start you off with a drink?
I'll have an L.A.
L.A.? What's an L.A.?
Well, it's the perfect drink for you and your date. One sip, you'll feel the love it makes. And it's a flavor so bold, for goodness sake. It puts the pep in your step and the shimmy in your shape. And as the night unfolds, you're here for fun with fizzy delight in the Kentucky sun. It's flavor's a mystery, you must give it a chance. The blend of ginger and citrus, pure romance.
So it's kind of like ginger ale, right?
Can try but can't compete. It dreams of being LA.
No way, that's me.
Ask anyone around and they'll proudly state LA's the reason we all celebrate. When you crave a taste that's simply divine, this timeless recipe is still so fine. So do you love addiction? You can't stop it. When you're craving that tender pop, open the top.
So, what will it be?
I think I'll have an L.A.
So you're addicted to drugs, so you feel hopeless. It's like a never-ending hole that you can't get out of.
You lose touch with the real people who love you.
And you feel like you're just a burden on everybody that knows you. But what I'd like to tell you right now is that's not the case. Reach out. I promise you that your life can be turned around and something beautiful be created.
Kentucky is here to help you. Call 833-8-KY-HELP or visit the website findhelpnowky.org to begin your journey to recovery. Paid for by the Kentucky Office of Drug Control Policy.
I left my heart.
Oh, yeah. It's Tony Bennett.
In San
Bring back memories.
Was this like 1939 or something?
Since 1962 on here.
Really? I just missed when it recorded. I'm sure that song's older than that.
I'll look that up. Yeah.
He's the only one I can remember ever singing it.
Yeah, well, I think he's... it's kind of like a copyright, probably.
Probably.
Where if it's not him singing it, it's not his. It's not it. Yeah. It's not a bad song, and you know, the first 12, 14 times you hear it.
So, Mike, you're kind of right. It was written... 1953.
Okay.
By a fella in Brooklyn, New York. And then Tony got a hold of it and made it famous.
So the guy in Brooklyn probably came from San Francisco.
I would imagine so.
And went to Brooklyn. Was,
Douglas Cross.
Douglas Cross.
Was the guy who wrote it.
Well, Douglas, you know, here's Douglas's luck. He came from California to Brooklyn to watch the Dodgers, and 6 years later they left, went to Los Angeles. So too bad for Douglas, but
that's that's the history of the song.
Yeah, well,
in the original, I left my wallet in the bathroom.
Yeah. And that's a, you know, I've gotten so I don't carry my wallet in my pocket because it hurts my back when I'm sitting a lot and stuff. And half the time I don't know where it is, like right now. I think it's in my book code. I hope it is.
I hope so.
But I want to ask on it. It's Patty's got it in her purse because last night at the restaurant I said,
put this in your purse.
Yeah. So
it's like I was there.
Yeah. Well, that's it's good to remember that where it is. Mm-hmm. So we haven't played softball or baseball. The baseball team's 6-6, which is not anything to write home about.
But we played tough teams.
Yeah. And our schedule's tough. And this week we will be playing some district.
Yeah.
I think.
Play Nicholas on Monday up on the hilltop. play at Grant County on Tuesday, at Augusta on Wednesday. The reason we're playing at Augusta is because they've got a new turf field.
Oh.
So they're first class now.
Augusta has a turf field.
Yeah. They knew this just this year.
Is it in the same place as the other field?
I think so, because I did a Google of it, and that's still the only baseball field there.
You know, the river gets up in there.
Well, it's farther back from the river than you might think, because it's, you know, you got a little park there that's right beside the river.
Yeah.
Then you got the road that goes past the baseball.
There's some houses.
And then you got the baseball. Now, I mean, any real big flood's going to get it.
They have a good concession stand. If you,
do they?
Yes, I've umpired several softball games over there.
Oh, okay.
And there was never any good ones because they didn't really have enough kids that wanted to play.
Right.
At that time, I think Gus has changed some since then. Mm-hmm. But the concession stand was always good.
Okay, I like to remember
so
that.
That's,
but, yeah, then we come back home on Thursday to play Covenant Holy Cross. Then we take off Friday because that's the travel day for the boys to get on down to Russell County. And then, yeah, and then on Saturday we got a doubleheader with at Russell County. We play Madison Southern first and Russell County second.
Wow.
So a busy
down
week.
In Jamestown.
Yeah.
Well,
no, Russell Springs. Is that where Russell County is?
Well, they're both kind of better together, aren't they?
I'm not familiar enough with that Tennessee line stuff.
I think it is together. Well, that's an ambitious schedule, to say the least.
And I think the temperature is going to be a little bit coolish, but I think the bad weather will stay away.
Yeah. Speaking of temperature and being coolish, today's Michael Furnish's birthday. Doesn't say how old he is. Or maybe it does. But Michael, who is one of the ushers every Sunday.
Ah.
Yep. And lately he hadn't been caring very much. Anyway, you know, I lost my... in the national championship game, I saw... My brother John, you know, we're kind of, my sister and I talk about this now and then. We're kind of concerned about him. You know, it's bad enough he has his picture with his cat on Facebook.
Oh.
You know, kind of way too much, you know.
Uh-huh.
I don't have a cat. Neither does my sister. We don't understand cat pictures.
Right.
I guess cat lovers, I guess they do that.
Like,
you know?
Yeah.
But for the national championship game, he is watching the game with somebody and has a Purdue shirt on. Now, you know, we can put up a lot of stuff, but a Purdue shirt, not.
What was he thinking?
I don't know. He graduated from IU. That should make you know right then that you're never going to put a Purdue shirt on. I don't care where you are. And I have a lot of family that went to Purdue, and they're all good people and everything, you know. But, and if they're for Purdue, you kind of understand
that. Well, that's where they went to school.
You know, they've been brainwashed, probably. But John's got this Purdue shirt on.
And was it a gift from someone, maybe?
Well, making a difference.
Well, that's true, yeah.
You know, and then to put yourself on Facebook with it on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so that's, but they did their usual Purdue thing. Got right with the spot where they could win, and they didn't.
Yeah.
So.
Forgot about Edie for a while.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing. And Edie's pretty tall. He's hard to miss.
Yeah.
You know.
But the big guy for UConn, Klingon, I think it's Klingon, but I like to say Klingon.
Right.
But anyway, he's pretty big, too. He's like
7'2". Yeah. So it was, the only thing, you know, I'm not a big Hurley fan.
No,
I don't like it. The coach that runs out on the floor and accosts the other team. Just, you know, just one thing.
Yeah,
that bothered me.
Especially the national championship when millions of people are watching
in front of God and everybody. You know, but so I was glad Kentucky didn't get him. Not to, I don't even think there was a all. If they contact him, all that was a pay raise from Connecticut.
Yeah,
and you know, and that's good enough reason to do it, really, right there.
Mm-hmm.
If I was Barnhart, I'd have thought about people that I really wanted to crash their budgets.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know, I'd called Bruce Pearl and Barnes down in Tennessee and, you know,
It worked with Nate Odom even before it happened.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was going to count, and his billfold got really hard to sit on before that anything. Yeah. But But yeah, that'd be the only reason to do it. Mm. I was kind of surprised. I saw a report that Barnhart did not contact Billy Donovan.
That's incorrect.
Well, is that incorrect?
That's correct in a way, because from what I read, the UK people talked to Billy D's people.
Oh.
So there was no direct
Barnhart directly
information going on between the two of them. However, having said that, there were negotiations amongst people related to the two sides.
Well, one of
and
the funniest,
he said that he was happy with being in Chicago. Yeah. I didn't realize until later on that Billy and the owner of the Bulls are really tight.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you can be mediocre and go 40-40 every year. If you're good friends with the owner, your job is safe.
And in the stadium's full and stuff like that.
And speculation is that the game has changed so much since Billy D was down there. I mean, NIL, portal. He didn't have to deal with all that crap.
Well, you know, pro is better than college right now because the professional NBA does not have NIL.
Right.
They don't have portals.
Right.
So, you know.
You pretty much know from one year to the next who's going to be on your team.
You're not going
to
turn around on the bench and say, hey, five, go in. He's and five's already transferred.
Right.
You know. So, one of the funniest things I saw on this was Cassie Moses put on Facebook about Steven had turned the job down.
Oh.
But he was listening to his experience, and he had a really good years as freshman coach. His record up here as a freshman coach was really
phenomenal.
Good. Yes. So he kind of had a, you know, they were looking at him. But then he coached the No Boys Allowed League down at the City Hall.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things that kind of stood out for him and was, although he didn't have a very good record, but one of the things that did stand out for him is he suspended Annie, my granddaughter,
really,
for a game because she slapped Gabby.
They're just being sisters.
During a game.
Okay. Is there a backstory behind this that
No.
Or just they sisters just, being sisters?
That's just what they do, you know. And back in those, that was a few years ago.
That's how they communicated.
Yeah, yeah. So I just thought that was hilarious. But I even thought it was funny when it happened. You know, some didn't panic for one. You know. One other time, though, in Annie's defense, Gabby got knocked down by some kid, and the next thing you know, Annie is flooring
that kid.
Oh yeah, and she's out of the game.
Oh,
so yeah, Annie wrestling is her sport.
Yeah,
and of course with Josh Ashbrook coaching and being at the school, that's everybody's sport,
right?
You know, they just don't know it yet.
Give me a reason for you not to wrestle.
That's right. So anyway, now the East, I don't understand the East sport thing.
It's all about it's like a video game thing, as far as I can tell.
That's why I don't understand it.
But I know that our people were in the state tournament this past week.
Yeah, we're really good. Whatever it is, we're really good at it.
Yeah.
Like archery.
Just like archery. Our archery people won the NASP, I think those are the initials, for the fourth straight year. You know, we're dominant in elementary school and middle school archery. Yeah.
They held that in Louisville, I think, every year.
Do they?
And there's some talk about having signs put up directionally pointing us toward Jeffersonville or something so we can't get to the continent. But, yeah, we're very good at that.
Yes.
And we have a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, there's kids that have handicaps that can play.
Yeah, I read about
which
that,
which is
too.
A great
– Oh, yeah.
That just makes it a great sport altogether.
Right. You know, because it's difficult for people with disabilities to play, you know, like football or basketball or baseball or softball. But archery's was perfect.
And so that's, you know, we're doing really well. We hired a new football coach.
Yep.
Van's a great interview on the radio. We got to get him back down here when you're here.
Yeah.
I think he has a staff. They had a booster meeting on Thursday, and I fully intended to go, but it rained.
Well, they had it inside, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, yeah. That's why. But I think that was one of the nights we were going to have something to eat.
Oh, hors d'oeuvre night again.
I didn't want to miss it.
Uh-huh.
No, it wasn't hors d'oeuvres. I bought $50 worth of Merkley meats from one of my cousin's sons, daughters. She's playing. She plays softball for Prairie Central over there, and they were selling Merkley meats, which is a great brand of meat over in Southern Indiana. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And one of the things was a big thing of hamburger.
Oh.
But there's also jalapeno brats.
Mm-hmm.
And other brats with cheese and regular brats and just a big bunch of hot dogs. And yeah, I mean, I got all this in anticipation of the beet sauce coming from...
From Dairy Queen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so we had those. And so we have an electric skillet going in one. We don't have... There's no surfaces in our house.
Cabinetry's
got
on,
everything. Yeah. There's no flat surfaces. Don't have a bunch of stuff on it. So we have a tray table out with the electric frying pan on it, doing the hamburgers, and the organ bench. We do it. Patty has a big organ. I don't know if you knew that, but she has a our friend Bob Firstos, before he passed away, long before he passed away, redid a 1929 organ that's it's all original parts, everything. It's
From 1929? That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and we have an organ bench that Swiss Plywood in Tell City made organ. They made Lowry organs, and they made or parts for them, mm-hmm. and they made a bench which matched this perfectly. Mm-hmm. So I got that. Anyways, that's our other table. So the air fryer was on it. So we, but anyway, so I missed the booster meeting, but they had a booster meeting.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it was well attended. I haven't talked to anybody. But
really, hope so.
I could ask Jimbo, I guess, because I'm sure he was there. I think Jimbo's on the staff. I don't know who all he is.
I certainly hope he would be.
Yeah. So I'm sure we're going to be in good shape there. We need a basketball coach.
Yeah. But I think we're in that phase where you have to post the job for 30 days.
That's right.
Stuff, so it won't be too much longer before we'll find out.
I think it should be Andrew Case.
Well, he's earned it. I mean, he's been an assistant coach now for, I don't know, 8-10 years maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things where time kind of gets away from you after a while, but I think it's Andrew's turn.
Yeah. And he knows all the kids, he knows all the, he has PE with some of them at Southside, he knows them really well. Yeah. So there's just a lot of reasons that you have a local guy that can do it.
And the sophomore class is really good.
Well.
I mean, they had a good JV season because they basically have isolated that sophomore class. Isolated's a bad word. But anyway, kept that sophomore class together, playing freshman last year and then JV this year. And knowing that we had so many seniors on this year's team, that now that sophomore core group, along with Jayshon, can move on up.
Yeah. So that coach, though, we did lose 8 seniors.
Yeah.
Is going to be in better shape than the football coach.
Yeah.
Because we have no we had a quarterback for the same guy forever.
Right.
And he was going to Georgetown.
Georgetown.
Congratulations to Caden going to Georgetown.
I think it's a good fit. I think it's if close to home, that's where his mom and dad and siblings go.
I was gonna congratulate James
him.
And Tara, too, because they don't have to drive all over to see him, because God knows they've driven all over.
Oh, yeah.
So, and they have 3 yet to go to drive through. Yeah. So that's great. We got so we can go watch. I've never been to a Georgetown football game.
I don't believe I have either. I've been to a couple of basketball games, but I've never been to a football game.
I think I'm going to go for one. Of course, I haven't been to a softball game yet this year either. Of course, it's only been 10 degrees and are raining.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's time for our second break. So we'll take that. We still haven't talked about the new coach much, but we're going to as soon as we get done with these messages.
Make your own sunshine at breakfast time with Weber. Do yourself a favor, start your day with flavor that's better. At Weber Farms on Pride we stand, with pure pork sausage in the frying pan. The best taste this side of the promised land, that's Weber.
There's nothing like the aroma of freshly made sausage cooking in the frying pan. And there's nothing like the taste of Weber's. Guaranteed great taste for over 70 years. Your family will love Weber Farms Original Mild, Bold and Hot, and Southern Sage Sausage. From the heart of Kentucky to your breakfast table. Look for it in your favorite meat department.
Best taste this side of the promised land, that's Weber.
Don't settle for anything less for your family than the guaranteed great taste of Weber's.
My great-great-grandfather opened the first Hinton store in 1918, and our family opened our first feed mill in the mid-1950s. We now have 6 locations and a wide range of products, including feed, seed, fertilizer, crop protection, animal health products, fencing materials, and pet food. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. I'm Addie Hinton. Stop in and see for yourself. Hit Mill, serving farmers since 1918.
Can I start you off with a drink?
I'll have an L.A.
L.A.? What's an L.A.?
Well, it's the perfect drink for you and your date. One sip, you'll feel the love it makes. And it's a flavor so bold, for goodness sake. It puts the pep in your step and the shimmy in your shake. And as the night unfolds, you're here for fun with fizzy delight in the Kentucky sun. It's flavor's a mystery, you must give it a chance. The blend of ginger and citrus.
So it's kind of like ginger ale, right?
Ginger ale can try, but can't compete. It dreams of being L.A.
Now ain't that sweet.
Ask anyone around and they'll proudly state. Yeah, it's the reason we all celebrate. When you crave a taste that's simply divine. This timeless recipe is still so fine. So do you love addiction? You can't stop it. When you're craving that ginger pop, open the top.
So, what will it be?
I think I'll have an L.A.
On the basketball court, you have to know where the lines are. It's just as important to know where the lines are in your own yard. Kentucky law generally requires you to have underground utility lines located before most excavation work, even if it's on your own property. If you don't call 811 and you damage a natural gas line, the Kentucky Public Service Commission will investigate you and you may be fined up to $1,250. Much better to stay within the bounds of the law and call before you dig to start putting in that backboard or goalpost. For more information, visit psc.ky.gov. This message brought to you by the Kentucky Public Service Commission.
I want to fly now. Rocky team, about 75, I think.
I don't know about that. The main reason I looked that up, but the main reason I played it is today is the composer's birthday.
Bill Conti?
Bill Conti, which is just one day after our very own Jim Swinford.
I'm not quite up there with Bill Conti.
No, Bill Conti is 82 today.
Is he part of the Conti coffee people?
No, oh, you know.
I don't think so. He's written a lot of stuff.
Yeah, Conti coffee was you could buy that in Louisville, and they would grind it and everything right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I used to get some there. I always have had to get coffee that was different. Or sorry, I get something like,
was it like gourmet coffee?
Yeah, it is.
What year did you say, Jim?
75?
76.
Oh. I thought for sure maybe the song came out like the year before the movie came out, but I shouldn't think like that.
What movie was that from?
Rocky.
Oh sure.
My gosh. Mike, where you been?
Michael.
Don't do like Edward did Danita.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that to you.
It didn't bother her much, I'll say that. I talked to her some about that.
Yeah,
so, she's too nice.
Just consider the source and move on.
I know, she is nice.
Danita's very nice, yes she is.
Anthony's okay.
Well, you know.
Anthony,
we put up with him because of Danita.
He's okay.
If Danita wasn't around, we just say, now, go away.
Well, he does clean up the river.
Yes, he does. Yeah, he does a very good job. I'm glad that he stepped up to get those tires out. Right.
Yep,
I'm sure he'll find about 200 more.
At least.
Yeah. Well, I think that probably the next day after he cleaned it out, there was probably 100.
Well, this year we have a tire amnesty in September. So you can, hopefully.
It's too easy for people just to toss them over the culvert and be done with it.
Well, I'll tell you that we're putting up more cameras and we're we have some people that are obviously willing to say who did it. Mm-hmm. So people might think it's a $500 fine right off the bat.
Is that right?
Yes, and that's what the people we knew that threw stuff out that I'm going to see Monday. That's going to be their choice is going to be to clean it up themselves or pay $500.
Good.
And if they don't, and what it ought to be is clean it up yourself and pay $500.
Right. That should be the case.
But
if you throw it down that culvert, and I don't care if that culvert's 50 feet down, you go get that tire.
You know, when you throw it out on a county road, that means everybody drives past that road has to look at that crap.
Uh-huh.
There's no reason for that.
No.
I mean,
just
right
laziness.
Now,
just absolute laziness.
It is. So we'll find out. But anyway,
speaking of fines, the penalty for speeding in Florida is $226.
And how do you know that,
Jim? Well, Jim, how would you know that?
I got a little souvenir from the Escambia police.
Oh my gosh.
And the thing about it is, it's about more or less 700 miles down to the Pensacola Beach and Hampton Inn. I got 699 and three quarters of a mile. Literally, I got pulled over as I could see pretty much between here and the courthouse to the hotel. And I was just, and I know this is no excuse, Mr. and Mrs. Policeman, but I was going with the traffic.
Were you?
I was going with the traffic, and the traffic was going a little bit, you know, 40 into 30 mile an hour zone, too. So, but yeah, Tina said, well, why didn't they pull over the other people? And I said, because he had his gun on me.
That, and you had Kentucky
plates. And I had Kentucky plates, and they all the rest of them had Florida plates.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Because that meant they were probably from New York.
Mm. So it was one of those things where as soon as the cop turned on his lights, I told Tina, I said, uh-oh, I think that's probably for me.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, within shouting distance of the hotel, after a 700-mile trip, get pulled over.
Well, the police are doing their job, and that's what they need to do.
Yes, they are, and I was, always, even though 40 and a 30 is not terrible.
That's all it was?
Yeah. It is 10 miles over the speed limit.
Yeah. Was it a four-lane road?
Yeah.
And a 30-mile-an-hour speed limit.
Yeah. Of course, this is downtown Pensacola Beach. It's right there by the boardwalk. You know, like I said, you know, within 100 yards of the hotel.
Well,
or 50
to my mind, there's two people to fault in this case. You.
Me. Yes, absolutely.
And whoever put the 30-mile-an-hour speed limit up there.
Yeah.
As Coach Talley told the guy at Newburgh one time when he got a ticket in coach said, what is the speed limit here? And the guy said 15.
Ooh.
Now, it was a two-lane road and kind of crooked, but still 15. And Coach Talley, who was the football coach at Del City, said, I back out of my driveway faster than that. Which, of course, I don't get you. You know, all that makes is a good story to tell because it doesn't do any good.
It doesn't do any good at all. It's kind of like when I was explaining to the police officer, I said, you know, we just came down from Kentucky. We've been on the road for 13 hours, and the hotel's right there. We just got a little bit anxious, you know, trying to appeal to his good nature, but no.
Well,
it's the first time I've ever gotten ticketed in another state.
I can't say that. Only states I've been ticketed in, not Kentucky, has been Indiana, South Carolina, Tennessee.
You've made the circuit.
Just a few of them. One time I got three tickets in 6 weeks.
Ooh.
All different states.
Wow.
And I was doing it every time, which and for no good reason every time, which just ticks me off when I do that.
Yeah.
Now, one of the times in South Carolina, I was innocent.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't innocent, but I was innocent somewhat because it was too long, sorry. Anyway, so Kentucky hired Mark Pope, I did see somewhere where somebody said, well, they won't be happy unless they get Jesus Christ or the Pope. Well,
we got the Pope.
Yeah,
there you go.
There you go. Jesus was probably busy. He has a lot to do,
Right.
And it probably wouldn't make it fair.
Right.
So, but anyway.
A friend of mine's a preacher, and he said that he knew that something had been done when the white smoke came out of Mitch Barnhart's house.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it was the Pope.
Yeah, because, well, people are pretty unhappy with Mitch Barnhart in some areas. There may be smoke coming out of his house. Anyway, but...
He contacted all the first-tier people, yeah. At least the first-tier people I wanted to contact, and all of them turned him down. And so you can't go without a coach, so you go to your second tier. And if you're going to a second-tier guy, go with somebody that's got a history with the university.
Yeah.
Somebody who understands the fishbowl, understands what us as Kentucky fans want and desire and actually, you know, make people lose their jobs over. And he understands all that. And he's made a video. I don't know if you saw the little video. You're not on Facebook. Where he does the CATS after he's got his coat and tie on, and he rips his coat and tie off, and he has his old uniform on.
Pope did? Uh-huh. Did? Oh, yeah.
Then CATS. So I think he'll do fine. I think that he'll have a lot of support from a lot of the former players, you know, back in his era. John Wall's already said he'll be there.
Of course, they can't play.
Rick Pitino has said he's going to send down some money for the NIL to help him out.
Yeah.
So it's going to take a little while to rebuild because, except for maybe Reed Shepherd, I think all the other people are gone.
And I don't think Reed Shepherd's a lock.
Well, I think he might be a lock because his dad and Pope were roommates.
Yeah, but that's not worth millions of dollars.
Well, he's going to get millions of dollars from NIL anyway.
Here. Well, yeah, but he could get hurt.
Good. That is true.
Well, I'll tell you why I think he stays. Is because mom can't travel to the pro games like mm-hmm. she does the UK games. Mm-hmm. And he's right. tight with his mother.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And rightfully so. You know, most young men are mm-hmm. mom. You know, they're not necessarily mommy's boys. But
no, but they're close to their mom.
They're close to their mother.
Right. Sure.
And I was thinking about that. And I don't know Jeff, but I was around Stacy quite a bit. And I think that...
Well, what they ought to do is make her an assistant coach.
Well,
I mean, she played great defense, so surely she can teach great defense.
Yeah, well, speaking of that, there was a fraction of people that wanted them to consider Dawn Staley.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
But after her remark about transgenders playing in the women's game, but she was under pressure in that case. I kind of defend her a little bit in that because, first of all, those people weren't the people that asked her that in the press conference were not regular media people. They were a bunch of fringe people. Mm-hmm. And
well, it's just the same as, you know, at the end of a World Series or whatever, where the first question somebody asks is, are you going to be back next year?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's unfair.
Well, you could say, well, we don't want to because they have it in the same place. You know, but, well, it wouldn't necessarily if you were playing somebody else. But, there's.
But, well, I would hope that America is ready for a female to be a men's basketball coach, but I just don't know if we're there yet.
It's happening in football. Yeah. And the NFL has several women assistants and women officials.
Mm-hmm.
So
I mean, I think it's getting better, but. Even though Dawn Staley has, a 109-3 record over the last 3 years, it'd just be very, very different to have a woman on the sideline as the head coach. I think as an assistant coach, it'd be fine. I mean, Rick Pitino proved that with Bernadette way back.
Yes.
But I don't know if America's ready for a woman to be a head coach of one of the Blue Bloods.
It's hard to say. Maybe if for some reason Andrew would turn the job down here.
Yeah,
maybe Harrison County could be
Staley.
No,
oh.
We couldn't pay her. I mean,
we don't get NIL money.
No, but we could hire a female to be the men's boys coach here at Harrison County. Yeah. Be a trendsetter.
We'd get Coach Marshall to do it.
Yes. So
had a couple texts here for you guys. Both actually towards Jim and his ticket. Trooper David Jones says, you buy a ticket to go to a movie or concert, you earn citations.
That is correct. I did earn it.
And then I'm pretty sure this is Lewis Kendall says, the Waze app would have helped as well. It's called Waze, W-A-Z-E. It's an app, and it kind of helps you out when police officers
warn you ahead of time.
Oh, I see.
However,
Also, you need a fraternal order police plate.
Yeah, we used to have those Trooper Island. Lions Club was the biggest supporter of Trooper Island. Mm-hmm. We used to have Lions Club sports Trooper Island bumper stickers.
That would have been helpful, too.
Yeah. Well,
maybe.
In Kentucky, it's a lot more helpful than it would be in Florida. But, think about in a radar detector, sometimes you think those would be good. But back when all three of those tickets I got in the 6 weeks, I had a radar detector in my car. I went too fast. Oh, it was on, but I was going to. It gives you a false sense of security,
right?
About speeding because you're all here. I'll hear it. Well, by the time you hear it, you're already on top of them. Mm. And best way to do it is just do like I do now and don't speed.
Yeah. Well, once again, I was going with the traffic. I didn't want to get run over. But that's no excuse.
Okay. Cart path only today at the country club if you want to play golf. We've had that got much rain.
Yeah,
cart might sink out in the...
Yeah.
So, but anyway. So, next week, anything going on next week?
Let's see. Got baseball every day except for Friday.
The girls will be... When do they go? They go like Thursday?
They'll probably go down on Thursday and then play on Friday.
So, we'll know at least how they did on Friday on next Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Unless Trent, as one of his farewell gestures to the station, could want to just pay for us to go down there to Owensboro and cover the...
Out of Trent Harris money?
Well, your NIL's earnings, you know.
Yeah, I ain't got none of that. Nobody's going to pay me to do much of anything.
I can't go anyway. Something's happening on the 20th is a hospital gala. Oh. And I've already paid $200 for paying out to go, so I can't miss that. And that's a big event. There's a lot of fundraisers for the hospital. They're going to build a birthing place or improve the one they got or something like that. Yeah, it's a good reason. The hospital's full of good reasons.
Oh, yeah. So. It's a good place to birth a baby.
Yes.
My baby was birthed there.
We had both of mine were birthed there at the... Good old Harrison Memorial.
Yeah.
So, and I appreciated the fact that they didn't let me in the delivery room.
I was there.
Because in Michigan, they were going to let us. Then when we moved down here,
at that time,
when Patty was pregnant with Mandy. Yeah. So they wouldn't let me in. Not that I was knocking on the door.
I was so far in that Dr. Harpel said, "Would you like to cut the cord?" I said, "No."
aren't we paying you?
That we're paying you quite a sum of money to do that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, it's 8:59, so I guess it's time for us to know bottom line.
Bottom line?
Those bottom line guys are really taking them.
They're a long vacation.
It's like a spring, an extra long spring break.
Yeah. Well,
I do believe we'll be back next week.
Good. Okay, well.
I'm about 80% sure.
Okay. Good luck at the prom, everybody. Be careful.
Be safe.
Have a good time. And do what somebody tells you. Yeah. Maybe.
So, don't speed.
Don't speed, yeah. Don't speed. So we'll be back next week.
Since 1956, your local hometown station and the home of the Breds and Phillies, WCYN, 1400 AM and 101.3 FM.
Fox News, I'm Paul Stevens. Growing concerns that Iran is about to launch an attack on Israel.
The Pentagon's now moving more assets into the Middle East region to bolster deterrence, and the CENTCOM commander is in Israel to coordinate. The Pentagon also is asking Israel for a heads up before they take any action in response.
And that's Fox's Jackie Heinrich. Vice President Kamala Harris in Tucson, Arizona, Friday, blaming former President Trump for that state's recent Supreme Court ruling on abortion, deferring to a centuries-old law.
This law was passed in the 1800s before Arizona was even a state, before women could even vote.
Now, the former president recently said that abortion rights belong to individual states and that he thinks the Arizona court decision went too far. America's listening to Fox News.
It's The Bottom Line, your weekly dose of sports and insanity. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on WCYN.
A couple houses down.